This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 57 for Monday, September 12th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Monday morning, seeing a continued recovery off the 8-month lows hit last week. Canola up $11 to $14, November up $13.80 at $785 per ton. Gains in Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil all provided spillover support for the Canadian oilseed. The USDA releases its monthly supply-demand report later today, and any surprises in that data will likely set the tone for the ag futures for the remainder of the session. Statistics Canada's updated production estimates will be out on Wednesday. The Canadian dollar, it is firmer in early activity, moving back above 77 U.S. cents. In the U.S., soybeans are holding on to small gains while corn and wheat futures are both lower. Positioning ahead of the USDA report was a feature in all three commodities. Strength in crude oil to start the week was supportive for vegetable oil markets, and that helped pull beans higher. The November contract up 6 cents at $14.18 per bushel. General expectations ahead of today's report are for a slight reduction in average U.S. soybean yields, although expectations are for upward revisions to ending stocks. Corn, it's lower, although activity is thin and choppy ahead of the report. The December contract down 3 cents at $6.81 per bushel. Average trade guesses call for a 3 bushel per acre cut to U.S. corn yields from the 175.4 bushels per acre forecast in August. Updates to world stocks will also be followed closely. Wheat, it is lower across the board with seasonal harvest pressure behind some of the weakness in spring wheat. It's down 10 cents in the December contract at $9.17 per bushel. Kansas City down 5 cents in December at $9.24 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 11 cents in the December contract at $8.58 per bushel. The U.S. spring wheat harvest is nearing completion, while Canadian farmers are thought to be near the halfway mark. Uncertainty over the long-term sustainability of the Safe Passage Corridor, currently allowing Ukrainian grain exports through the Black Sea, did provide some support, helping temper the declines. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, September 12th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.